third parak of Yuma Mishnah David. The Kohen Gadol is now going to his first tefillah for the Avodas of Yom Kippur after sunrise, after not sunrise, after Alos HaShachar. Palosu Sodin Shabuz Beinu Beinu Om. They spread out a curtain made out of linen between the Kohen and everybody else. They shouldn't be watching him. Poshat, he would remove his garments. Yard V'tavu V'olim in his tapik. He'd go and he would toivel himself and dry himself off. Then he veal a big day zov. They bring him the eight garments that a Kohen would work, would wear all year round as he was doing the avodah, which part of them had gold in them. Lovash, he'd wear them. Gives you other raglov, and he would wash his hands. Now he went to the mikvah, dressed for kabbonis, and he washed his hands and legs in the kiyah as a final preparation for avodah. The vila is a tamid. They would now bring in the korban tamid. Kelta omer achas shrita al yoda. He would share the majority of the shrita, which was enough to make it kosher. That somebody else finishing off the minority, so that the siman should be completely cut. And he did not finish it off because he right away had to make kibbutz damel of the zalka. He'd immediately have a bowl to accept the blood that was coming out of the neck, and eventually he would sprinkle it. He would go afterwards, immediately afterwards, and sprinkle it on the mizbeach two times as the korban hatamid requires.